Luxury is not merely seen or heard or even touched. True luxury is experienced. It lies in the minute details that elevate the ordinary into the extraordinary. It's quiet spoken, but leaves a lasting impression. You know it when you feel it. Luxury begins with L. Lexus. Experience amazing. Discover the all-electrified range at lexus.ie.
If you've got a smart meter, now's the time to sign up to one of Electric Ireland's best value smart meter plans. Why? Because you can see a breakdown of your energy usage like never before and enjoy a discount of up to 30%, making your usage clearer and your world brighter. Sign up to a smart meter plan at electricireland.ie. Comparison based on EAB offers. EAB €1,346 based on 12-month home electric plus 24-hour. Electricity discounted unit rates with online billing, direct debit and VAT. Smart meter required. Subject to change. T's and C's apply.
It's that time of year when all your thoughts turn to Aldi offers, like less than 3% fat Irish beef mince was $4.49, now $3.49. Makes a scrummy Asian-inspired beef dish. Or how about extra large Irish chicken breast fillets? Was $6.99, now $5.99. For that delicious light lemony chicken dinner. You can almost smell it. Make every day delicious with unmissable Bord Bia Quality Assured Super 6 meat offers. Go all Aldi.
RTE Radio 1.
Brian Adams, Roll with the Punches Tour 2025. Brian Adams, live in concert in Dublin. Three Arena, May 20th. Tickets available nationwide this Friday.
I'm so happy.
Brian Adams Live. For more, visit brianadams.com.
Music updates on RTE Radio 1.
You're welcome back. A gunman for the Kinahan organised crime group, who was haunted by the murder of his innocent friend instead of him and conspired to shoot another man in revenge, has been jailed for 11 years. 46-year-old Jason J. O'Connor of Whitestown Grove in Blanchardstown admitted conspiring to murder Charlie Cooper, who was shot several times in his home in Parlickstown Green in Mulhuddard on the 5th of December 2016. Detective Superintendent Paul Murphy is from Blanchardstown Garda Station.
Today's conviction and sentence of Jason O'Connor is further evidence of An Garda Síochána O'Connor's commitment and determination to successfully apprehend those who choose to engage in organised crime, those same people who threaten society and cause harm in our communities. This significant conviction is the result of an 8-year investigation into the premeditated attempted murder of Charlie Cooper in the Blanchardstown area of Dublin on the 5th of December 2016. This shooting was carefully planned and carried out by a number of criminals. I wish to appeal to the public today for any information that they may have in relation to other people involved.
Superintendent Paul Murphy from Blanchardstown Garda Station. For more, we're joined by our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, who is Jason O'Connor?
Well, Jason O'Connor has long been a violent and dangerous figure in organised crime in West Dublin. He's been involved in guns, drugs, shootings, gang feuds and attempted murders. He was involved in the attack on Blanchardstown Garda Station 20 years ago when a machine gun was fired at rival gang members as they were coming out of the station as they were being released from Garda custody. He was involved in feuds with various gangs and criminals over the years, including the so-called Westies and currently the biggest drug-dealing gang in the country, which is known as the Family. He was also a gunman for the Kinahan organised crime group and in 2016 was involved in four different criminal plots over a five-month period. He has 70 previous convictions, including for gun crime, assault, burglary and possession of a mobile phone in prison. He was convicted and sentenced today for organised crime activity and the attempted murder of Charlie Cooper, whom he tried to kill at his home 8 years ago. Mr Justice Tony Hunt said today that Cooper, who had been shot at 10 times, was fortunate to survive, and therefore Jason O'Connor was also fortunate not to be facing a life sentence today for murder as opposed to attempted murder.
How was Jason O'Connor caught, Paul?
Well, Gardaí investigating the attempted murder of Charlie Cooper seized an encrypted BlackBerry phone from O'Connor, but it wasn't until years later with advances in technology that they were able to access the messages on that phone that showed the 46-year-old gunman and gang member was working for the Kinahan organised crime group. In one message, O'Connor and Associate A talked about the difficulties in shooting a person at a particular location where there was, quote, nowhere to park and watch, and they described it as, quote, quote, a suicide mission. In another, they said, quote, the lads put a tracker on the wrong motor, while Jason O'Connor had sent a message saying, quote, I won't get it wrong, clean headshot, no mistakes, he's going down. O'Connor was arrested and charged, and when it came to court, he pleaded guilty and was jailed today for 11 years.
We heard a few moments ago from you that he had, what was it, 70 previous convictions, but the court heard that he'd turned over a new leaf.
Yeah, his defence counsel, Michael Bowman, said that he was a 46-year-old father of four and grandfather, and he had been very distressed after his pigeon racing friend Keith Walker was shot dead in a case of mistaken identity, because Walker just happened to be driving Mr O'Connor's car. We heard that O'Connor was mentally very unwell. He had been seeing a psychiatrist. He had been prescribed antipsychotic medication, but he had been mixing it with street tablets and cocaine. But the court heard he has turned over a new leaf, that he had written a letter saying he fully appreciates the harm he has done, that he grew up in a violent environment and he had sought retribution after he was involved in disputes with friends and associates. These, he says, have cost him and his community a lot, but he now wants to disassociate himself from criminality and he feels he can make a contribution. And Mr Justice Tony Hunt said today that the court took this and his plea of guilty into account, and therefore they suspended the final 4 years of his 15-year sentence.
Paul, many thanks. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
Luxury is not merely seen or heard or even touched. True luxury is experienced. It lies in the minute details that elevate the ordinary into the extraordinary. It's quiet spoken, but leaves a lasting impression. You know it when you feel it. Luxury begins with L. Lexus. Experience amazing. Discover the all-electrified range at Lexus.ie.
If you've got a smart meter, now's the time to sign up to one of Electric Ireland's best value smart meter plans. Why? Because you can see a breakdown of your energy usage like never before and enjoy a discount of up to 30%, making your usage clearer and your world brighter. Sign up to a smart meter plan at electricireland.ie. Comparison based on EAB offers. EAB €1,346 based on 12-month home electric plus 24-hour. Electricity discounted unit rates with online billing, direct debit and VAT. Smart meter required. Subject to change. T's and C's apply.
Ah, it's that time of year when all your thoughts turn to Aldi offers, like less than 3% fat Irish beef mince was $4.49, now $3.49. Makes a scrummy Asian-inspired beef dish. Or how about extra large Irish chicken breast fillets? Was $6.99, now $5.99. For that delicious light lemony chicken dinner. You can almost smell it. Make every day delicious with unmissable Bord Bia Quality Assured Super 6 meat offers. Go all Aldi.
RTE Radio 1.
Brian Adams, roll with the punches tour 2025. Brian Adams, live in concert in Dublin. Three Arena, May 20th. Tickets available nationwide this Friday.
I'm so happy.
Brian Adams Live. For more, visit brianadams.com.
Music updates on RTE Radio 1.
You're welcome back. A gunman for the Kinahan organised crime group, who was haunted by the murder of his innocent friend instead of him and conspired to shoot another man in revenge, has been jailed for 11 years. 46-year-old Jason J. O'Connor of Whitestown Grove in Blanchardstown admitted conspiring to murder Charlie Cooper, who was shot several times in his home in Parlickstown Green in Mulhuddard on the 5th of December 2016. Detective Superintendent Paul Murphy is from Blanchardstown Garda Station.
Today's conviction and sentence of Jason O'Connor is further evidence of an Garda Síochána Conas' commitment and determination to successfully apprehend those who choose to engage in organised crime, those same people who threaten society and cause harm in our communities. This significant conviction is the result of an 8-year investigation into the premeditated attempted murder of Charlie Cooper in the Blanchardstown area of Dublin on the 5th of December 2016. This shooting was carefully planned and carried out by a number of criminals. I wish to appeal to the public today for any information that they may have in relation to other people involved.
Superintendent Paul Murphy from Blanchardstown Garda Station. For more, we're joined by our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, who is Jason O'Connor?
Well, Jason O'Connor has long been a violent and dangerous figure in organised crime in West Dublin. He's been involved in guns, drugs, shootings, gang feuds and attempted murders. He was involved in the attack on Blanchardstown Garda station 20 years ago when a machine gun was fired at rival gang members as they were coming out of the station as they were being released from Garda custody. He was involved in feuds with various gangs and criminals over the years, including the so-called Westies and currently the biggest drug-dealing gang in the country, which is known as the Family. He was also a gunman for the Kinahan organised crime group, and in 2016 was involved in four different criminal plots over a five-month period. He has 70 previous convictions, including for gun crime, assault, burglary and possession of a mobile phone in prison. He was convicted and sentenced today for organised crime activity and the attempted murder of Charlie Cooper, whom he tried to kill at his home 8 years ago. Mr Justice Tony Hunt said today that Cooper, who had been shot at 10 times, was fortunate to survive, and therefore Jason O'Connor was also fortunate not to be facing a life sentence today for murder as opposed to attempted murder.
How was Jason O'Connor caught, Paul?
Well, Gardaí investigating the attempted murder of Charlie Cooper seized an encrypted BlackBerry phone from O'Connor, but it wasn't until years later with advances in technology that they were able to access the messages on that phone that showed the 46-year-old gunman and gang member was working for the Kinahan organised crime group. In one message, O'Connor and Associate A talked about the difficulties in shooting a person at a particular location where there was, quote, nowhere to park and watch, and they described it as, quote, a suicide mission. In another, they said, quote, the lads put a tracker on the wrong motor, while Jason O'Connor had sent a message saying, quote, I won't get it wrong, clean headshot, no mistakes, he's going down. O'Connor was arrested and charged, and when it came to court, he pleaded guilty and was jailed today for 11 years.
We heard a few moments ago from you that he had, what was it, 70 previous convictions, but the court heard that he'd turned over a new leaf.
Yeah, his defence counsel, Michael Bowman, said that he was a 46-year-old father of four and grandfather, and he had been very distressed after his pigeon racing friend Keith Walker was shot dead in a case of mistaken identity, because Walker just happened to be driving Mr O'Connor's car. We heard that O'Connor was mentally very unwell. He had been seeing a psychiatrist. He had been prescribed antipsychotic medication, but he had been mixing it with street tablets and cocaine. But the court heard he has turned over a new leaf, that he had written a letter saying he fully appreciates the harm he has done, that he grew up in a violent environment and he had sought retribution after he was involved in disputes with friends and associates. These, he says, have cost him and his community a lot, but he now wants to disassociate himself from criminality and he feels he can make a contribution. And Mr Justice Tony Hunt said today that the court took this and his plea of guilty into account, and therefore they suspended the final 4 years of his 15-year sentence.
Paul, many thanks. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.